From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Portland, Oregon's city council has voted to phase out petroleum diesel and replace the product with biofuels. The policy focuses on phasing in requirements for cleaner, renewable fuels with the goal of achieving 99% renewable blend of all diesel fuel in Portland by 2030. While renewable fuel producers are confident the supply will be sufficient in Oregon by 2026, the rollout was extended to 2030 over concerns about supply and cost. The December World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE, report says the 2022-23 corn outlook is for lower exports and greater ending stocks. Exports dropped by 75 million bushels as export competition and the high U.S. corn prices have slowed sales and shipments. Corn ending stocks grew by 75 million bushels. The season average for corn price dropped 10 cents to $6.70 a bushel. December wheat supply and use outlook is unchanged from last month. 24 members of the House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai asking for a resolution to a lingering trade dispute with Mexico over biotech corn imports. National Corn Growers Association President Tom Hogg says members are now looking to Ambassador Tai to uphold the integrity of USMCA. 90% of U.S. corn is biotech corn. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.